Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us thank the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Awake, lyre and harp, together let us wake the dawn. Great God of splendor, source of light, your gentle rays dispel the night, whose reign of darkness yields to dawn, then dies in blaze of rising sun. O Jesus, day star from on high, your rising heralds in the dawn, true morning star which never sets, come shed your light on humankind. More radiant than 10,000 suns, true light enlightening everyone, shine in the darkness of our hearts, come with your healing grace and truth. The Abba spoke, let light shine forth, and light was born, God's purest gift. Unless your light burns in our heart, chaos returns and formless void. Yours is the realm of truth and life, of justice, peace, and holiness. Then yours be glory, loving Christ, with Abba and the breath of life. Amen. How blessed are those who dwell in your house, Adonai. How happy are those who place all their trust in you. How glorious is your dwelling place, O Adonai Sabaoth. My soul longs, yes, aches, yearning for the courts of Adonai. My body and soul ring out their joy to the living heart of love. As the sparrow herself seeks a home, and the swallow a nest for her brood, I am eager to rest near your altars, Adonai Sabaoth, my God and my love. To live in your presence is joy, to praise you and never stop. Those you bless with strength and courage will bless you with grateful hearts. When they cross the valley of thirst, they find the ground spaced with springs, blessed with the rains of autumn. They travel with growing excitement to reach the God of gods in Zion. Hear me, Adonai Sabaoth, heed me, O God of Jacob. Turn your eyes, O God our shield. Behold the face of your anointed. One day within your courts is worth a thousand spent elsewhere. I would rather stand outside your gates than dwell in splendor with the wicked. God is our support and our shield, the giver of grace and glory. Adonai never fails to bless those who walk with integrity. How blessed, Adonai Sabaoth, are all those who trust in you. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. How blessed are those who dwell in your house, Adonai. How happy are those who place all their trust in you. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. if there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves, each looking out not for his own interests, but also everyone for those of others. Thanks be to God. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. Eternal ages praise the greatness of your glory. Glory to the Abba, and to the Word, and to the holy breath of love. The whole creation proclaims the greatness of your glory. When you give a dinner, invite the poor, the crippled and lame, and the blind, for they cannot repay you. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. When you give a dinner, invite the poor, the crippled and lame, and the blind, for they cannot repay you. Alleluia. Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. In you, Adonai, is the source of life. in your light we shall see light. Send forth your light and your truth, let these be our guide. Fill us each morning with your constant love, that we may sing and be glad all our days. Let us see your wonderful works, may your children see your glorious might. Gracious God, may your blessing be upon us, and grant us success in all we do. All-powerful and ever-living God, shine with the light of your radiance on a people who live in the shadow of death. Let the dawn from on high break upon us, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and loves with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of light and love bless our days and our deeds with peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.